Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 19, 2023. Revealing the Common Creator in the Ten. To reveal the Common Creator in the Ten means to open our hearts, connect together, and discover that we are absolutely similar, equal, identical, everyone in everything. The revelation of such a commonality to us gives us a feeling of the Creator. Therefore it is said that there is no Creator as such, but there is a common feeling of all hearts together in one heart. This is a very special feeling that fills absolutely everything. This is the state we need to reach, and there is nothing better than it. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 13, 2023. Connecting the World in the Last Generation. Peace will come only in one case. Question. Vladimir writes, I have analyzed all sorts of conflicts in different historical periods. I came across an unexpected conclusion. The closer nations feel each other, the more intense hatred appears between them. Strangers can come to an agreement, but relatives are ready to fight until complete destruction. They do not agree to anything else. Why can hatred between alien, distant nations end in peace, and hatred between close nations should end with the death of one of them? Answer, this is this very egoism that does not tolerate anything that exists next to it. Comment, it would seem that with somebody close, you can somehow negotiate. My response, no. If he is close, but I hate him, I do not like him, and I do not somehow correspond to him, or him to me, then egoism is manifested to a great extent between us. As Vladimir writes, close countries especially hate each other. Question, what conclusion can we draw here? At what point can close people become really close? Anyway, they are pushed to face the fact that they are close, after all. Answer, only love. Otherwise, if they just coexist side by side, it is an underdeveloped society. A society with underdeveloped egoism. Question. In principle, if we are talking about countries, should the governments develop only love? Answer. Yes. Question. What do you mean by this word? Answer. What does love mean? This is when I feel directly physically connected to the other, dependent on him, and he on me. In such a way that I cannot do without him, and he cannot do without me. This state of ours obliges us to take care of each other. Question. Do I then have a desire for him to feel good all the time? To make him happy? Answer. I think about him because by doing this I also ensure a good existence for myself. Comment. You are not destroying this egoistic foundation. It exists all the time. My response. It is necessary. There is no getting away from it. This is like in a couple where they love each other, but it is egoistic love. They understand that it will be worse for them without each other. They take care of each other because in this they each take care of themselves. Question. When does war happen? When does hatred happen? At what point? Answer. It is when these ties are torn. When I am not worried about the other, then I start fighting with him. There can be no peace. There can be peace only when we are dependent on each other, and this dependence is mutual, and we must definitely be together. Question. Does it mean that your main advice is to build such connections that it will be impossible to break them later? Answer. Yes, depend on each other in everything. This is how it is in general nature, in space, everywhere. Question. If we are talking about governments, is their main concern how they can no longer exist without another? I do not exist without the other, right? Answer, yes. Question, then what happened in the world? Why is it like this? Answer, people have become independent. They believe that they can exist without the other, conquer the other, and so on. But in fact, this is not the right principle. Question. But we have always said that the world is absolutely interconnected for us, today. Why do we not see it? Answer, we see. This is why the world still exists and depends on each other. Well, you see how this mutual dependence is used. In fact, they lead themselves toward impoverishment, death, and so on. Question: does the principle "so that I feel good, and so that he does not feel good" still rule? Answer: unfortunately, a person does not understand this general law that he can feel good only if everyone feels good. Otherwise, everything is constantly boiling in a pot of hatred. This is our egoism, which the Creator created so that we would see that we cannot get along with each other in any way. The only way is to accept the governance of the Creator, the governance of love, and cover everything with this feeling, with this attitude. Question: is it this egoism that I have to cover with love? Answer: yes. This is what we need to implement every day. Remind each other every day, talk about it every day, and so on. Comment: a person has a feeling all the time that the work must end one day. But you say it will never end. My response: never. You have to think every day about how much you love another person and hear the same thing from him. Comment: this requires not just mental strength, but upper forces. My response: when you realize that this is inevitable, then it does not seem hard for you. Question: is there a moment when it becomes an easy path? Answer: yes. It becomes second nature. Question: what is needed for close people to exist in peace and love? Answer: they should need each other. Need. Not in order to suppress and get rid of each other and be free, but due to the fact that their life, freedom, and existence depend on the other. All this closed nature will eventually lead us to this. Question: what does closed nature mean? Answer: an interconnected system of nature. Question: so, is it for a reason that we are now being shown that we are interconnected? Answer: of course, it is in order to lead us to take care of the other. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 26, 2023. Who is loved more, a foster child or a biological one? Question: Nadsa writes, the question is very painful for us. I could not get pregnant for a long time, and we decided to adopt a child from an orphanage. This was a lengthy procedure that took us 5 years. This is how Lara appeared in our house. And then I managed to give birth to a child. Today we have two sons, Lara and Dennis. Lara is 8 years old, and Dennis is 6. I am writing to you with the consent of my husband. We do not know what to do. Dennis, our biological son, feels that he is less loved. He became irritable. He does not hide that he is jealous of his brother and shouts at him. He does not know that his brother is adopted, but we do know. We have watched a lot of your talks on the topic of education. We have seen the one in which you say that adopted children become closer than biological ones. But we love them both equally. We do not single out anyone, and still, something is wrong. We want them to be real brothers. We are suffering so much. How can we change the situation? Answer: it is because you are constantly proving to yourself that you love your adopted son like your biological one. You cannot help but distinguish between them. Question: it sits in them, and therefore the adopted son stands out, and the biological one, as it were, appeared naturally. He is ours, right? Answer: yes. Imagine that every time, in any turn, in any appeal, you still feel that you owe him as an adopted son. And the other one is yours. Question: he will remain mine, and I must prove to the adopted son all the time that he is mine, right? Answer: yes. They will grow up, they will go their own way, and each will have his own family, and everything else. But for now, yes. Question: will it be like this for now? That is, our biological son feels at the inner level. Answer: he is at the adopted child level. And the adopted child is at the level of the biological one. Because that is the way things are in our world. Question: can you give some advice, please? How can parents at least bring their children to a state in which they are still like brothers? Answer, it depends on the parents. The kids probably do not know the truth. Question, they do not know. Can parents change internally like that? Answer, no. It sits in them internally so deep. They wanted a child too much, and therefore, due to their strong aspiration, they accepted the adopted child in such a way that he became dearer to them than their own. Question, then tell me, what is love for these two children, the adopted and the biological one? Answer, love is earned. You must pay for it, sacrifice yourself, and then to that extent you love. They wanted a child so much that the adopted child is more precious to them than their own. Question, but will this not lead to any distortions or tragedies? Answer, children will grow up and then they will figure it out. They will figure it out anyway. It will take time. Question, time heals here. So do you tell the parents to calm down? To keep living as they are living now? Obviously, they love both. Answer, yes, but still there is a difference. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 5, 2023. Energy exchange. Comment. When you give public lectures, you count on the transmission of information, but you do not receive feedback from the audience, and there are only a few questions. My response, when I give a public lecture, I try to convey to the public my feelings, my spiritual message, so that it enters into them and works. People transfer their internal energy to each other. We are all connected together in one network. By communicating, we excite dependence on each other and transfer energy to each other even more. It does not matter if it is verbal or written. We transfer energy, and this is the most important thing. Basically, that is what I am after. And then it continues to work internally within people. Question, can you do this without physically interacting with them? Answer, of course I can, and I do it all the time. It does not matter what world a person is in if he already has a spiritual kli, vessel, that is, there is the force within him. But it is important for me that people perceive this on their level and get mature, normal impressions and also carry this at the level of our world. There are no problems in the spiritual world, everything is perfect there. We need to make sure that our world rises to the level of the spiritual. This can be done only through the gradual earthly awareness of all people. But it seems to me that we are going right, more or less, at a satisfactory speed. We have made sufficient progress in creating a system of unified integral education and upbringing, a methodology for teaching it to the broad masses. Humanity is moving toward the fact that it will need the correct interaction amongst itself, otherwise we will not overcome the manifestation of the general crisis. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Energy Exchange, June 16, 2012. There is no pressure in Kabbalah. There are no manipulations in Kabbalah. Why do we need them if the whole system is intended as the realization of free will? Therefore, it is forbidden to put pressure on a person, to drag him in clearly or secretly, no matter how. Such tricks are possible only at the level of our world, in egoistic systems. After all, a special calculation is done for this. Even when parents force a child, for example, to acquire a profession that he does not want, to become this or that way, or some state institutions force people to act a certain way under a fear of punishment, those who exert such pressure pay dearly for doing that. After all, here you are conflicting with the plan of the Creator to bring a person to the image of a man. It is horrible. These people, these systems in the next generations will go through great earthly and spiritual suffering before they come out of this state, as they have limited others in their free will. Most importantly, a person must develop freely. Only then will he fulfill his purpose. One who limits the other will have to make a double correction. This is a terrible thing. All of humanity is moving in this way on the level of our world. But in spirituality this does not exist at all. that a person is the master of his fate. Therefore, the teacher does not ask the student practically anything. He only says, "Are there any questions?" Ask. "Are exams suitable?" No. "Does he push anywhere?" No. He only pushes his students into some actions that can continue to develop them, but he in no case dictates anything. It is impossible. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Coercion in Kabbalah, June 9, 2012. How not to get stuck on the spiritual path. Question: how can a person not get stuck and not harden on the spiritual path so that he has constant movement forward? Answer: the support of the group is needed here. A person himself cannot do anything, he will constantly forget about the spiritual goal. His animal component always aims for the stable. There is a corner with hay to lie down and sleep, there is a trough with bran or a bag of oats to eat. And he does not need anything else, he can stay in this stable forever. In order to get out of a safe Philistine corner, the support of the environment is necessary. No heroism will help here because it is necessary to make constant efforts to move forward. The greatness of the goal is necessary here, which a person can get only from the approval of the environment. Great desires are needed, and there are none. But when you look at others and see that they are burning, they have it and you do not, then jealousy, envy, and pride gnaw at you and lead you forward. You hate the others for showing you their big desires, but that is what pushes you forward. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Getting Stuck in the Spiritual. June 30, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why do people relate to their reflection in others? We do not see other people but our own reflection in them. Kabbalistic sources describe this phenomenon of our perception extensively, that we do not see others, but we see them in our perception, and what we see as their positive or negative traits or behaviors depends on our own habits, mentality and upbringing. We do not perceive other people in and of themselves. Rather, we perceive them as correlations of themselves and ourselves. The world is a reflection of your desire. Everything you see is your desire outside of you. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. I Am a Mirror for Others with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 6, 2012. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.